Get ready to bundle up and chase. Well, probably the most magical light show on Earth.
Absolutely. Forget scrolling endlessly through travel blogs.
Yeah, we're diving deep into one specific, pretty incredible journey that could whisk you away, right to the heart of the Finnish Arctic.
Exactly. Think stunning cities, festive markets, maybe even meeting Santa Claus.
And of course, the thrill of the Northern Lights dancing just for you. Hopefully just outside your window.
It's really more than just a trip, isn't it? It's an adventure packed with unique moments.
Definitely. So let's unpack what this Finnish Arctic adventure really holds for you.
Okay, looking at how this is structured, it seems really well thought out. It blends that city exploration with the, you know, the raw beauty of the Arctic North.
It promises a real taste of Finland top to bottom.
That's right. And it starts strong. You arrive in Helsinki, and right away there's a private driver. Super convenient.
Straight from the airport.
Yeah.
Nice. Takes you right to your hotel, which is centrally located. Sets a good tone. Seamless.
Yeah, exactly. And day two is all about getting your bearings in Helsinki itself. You get a good 4 hours exploring with your own private guide.
4 hours. Okay, yeah. So you get to see quite a bit. Wandering through the central harbor, the market square.
Uh-huh, the charming old town, and visiting the famous Rock Church, which I hear is just incredible.
Right, and even a short tram ride for that local feel.
That's it. And, you know, something specific here, if you happen to be traveling between December 1st and 22nd,
oh, yeah.
That city exploration can actually be extended. You can get a guided visit to the Helsinki Christmas market.
Oh, wow. Imagine that, really getting immersed in the local festive traditions.
Hmm. And after that tour, the rest of the day is yours. Free time to explore or relax.
What I like about this start is how it grounds you in Finnish culture first. You know, before you head into the wild.
It's not just ticking off landmarks. It's experiencing places like those markets, if the timing works out.
Okay, so after breakfast on day three, you check out from Helsinki. But this isn't the end. It's a big shift, right?
Precisely. Day three takes you north to the motherland of Santa Claus, Rovaniemi.
Right into Lapland. You arrive, get transferred again, straight to another central hotel there.
And this is where the real Arctic magic starts to unfold, isn't it? That very evening.
Yeah.
Your first adventure.
Okay, what is it?
A trip into a magical winter forest for your first chance to hunt for the auroras.
Ah, the northern lights. Straight away.
Yeah, the best time is usually between 9 p.m. and midnight, apparently, which is why this group tour starts late.
Makes sense.
And while you're soaking in that winter fairy forest vibe, your guide is preparing snacks and hot drinks over an open fire.
Oh, that sounds cozy. And smart, getting away from the city lights for the best view.
Definitely. And a crucial detail, winter clothing is included for this tour. Absolutely essential up there.
Oh, that's brilliant. Takes a load off your mind, packing-wise.
Totally. So day four in Rovaniemi really leans into the Arctic adventure stuff. It kicks off with a snowmobile safari.
Wow.
You get a quick intro, then you head out into the wilderness.
A snowmobile safari. That's such an iconic northern thing to do.
It really is. And midway through this 3-4 hour ride, you stop. Warm up by an open fire, enjoy some grilled sausages, hot drinks.
Makes it a whole experience, not just a ride.
Exactly. Now, there are a couple of practical things here. You'll need your driver's license if you actually want to drive the snowmobile yourself.
Right. Good point. Need to remember that.
And there's a heads up about weather. If conditions aren't right, maybe no snow, or it's raining the snowmobile ride and a later reindeer activity, they get swapped for a visit to the Arctica Museum instead.
Okay, so there's a backup plan. That shows good planning, ensures you still have a great time no matter what.
That flexibility is so important in the Arctic. And the Arcticum gives you a really deep dive into the region if the outdoor stuff isn't possible.
Makes sense. So after the safari,
yeah,
or the museum, the day shifts again.
It does. You head to the world-famous Santa Claus Village.
Of course. You can't go to Rovaniemi and not...
Exactly. You get time to explore there. You can visit Snowman World, check out a real ice bar inside it.
An ice bar.
Yeah. Though, just be aware, Snowman World is usually only open from early December to the end of March.
Good to know.
And you can pick up traditional Finnish souvenirs, send postcards with that special Arctic Circle postmark right from Santa's main post office.
That's pretty cool. It connects that whole Arctic experience with the Santa story that Rovaniemi is famous for.
Perfectly. Then after exploring the village, you're transferred back to your hotel.
Okay, so day five, what's next?
Day five gives you the afternoon free in Rovaniemi. More time to explore on your own, maybe find something unique.
A bit of breathing room, nice.
But the evening brings another really special experience, seeking the northern lights again. But this time, via a reindeer sleigh ride.
Oh, wow. A reindeer sleigh. How traditional is that?
It's described as a traditional mode of transport in Lapland. So this group tour takes you through another fairy tale winter forest at night.
Away from the city lights again, I assume.
Exactly. Another unique chance to potentially catch the aurora dancing above you.
So not just another shot at the lights, but you're also immersed in local culture.
Precisely. After about an hour's ride, you arrive at a reindeer farm.
Okay.
And there, you get treated to coffee and a sweet bun, and you hear stories about life as a reindeer herder.
That's a really personal touch, hearing directly from a herder.
It makes it more authentic, doesn't it? Not just a ride, but a glimpse into a way of life. And again, winter clothing is provided for this too.
Excellent. These included extras are really practical.
Definitely. So, day six starts with, well, another incredibly exciting adventure before leaving Rovaniemi, a husky safari.
Huskies. Okay, this trip just keeps delivering.
Right. After breakfast and checking out, you just leave your luggage safely at the hotel. You head off for this unforgettable dog sledding journey.
This is often a highlight for people, isn't it? Dog sledding.
Huge highlight. The main part is a 7-kilometer sled ride. And what makes it really special is you get to take the reins.
You get to drive the sled yourself.
You do. You get to be the musher, guiding your own team of huskies. Each sled fits one driver and maybe one or two passengers.
Wow.
And you can switch drivers if you're sharing. It's properly hands-on.
Okay, driving your own dog team.
Oh.
That sounds absolutely incredible.
After that exhilarating ride, you warm up with a hot drink and you get quality time cuddling the huskies,
Oh, nice.
snapping photos, hearing fascinating stories about them. This husky tour usually runs from mid-December to March and lasts about 2 hours. And yes, winter clothing provided again.
That personal time with the dogs afterwards sounds lovely, adds so much depth.
It really does. So after the husky tour, you grab your luggage and head deeper into the Lapland region.
And this is where the accommodation itself becomes part of the adventure, right?
Yes. You arrive at a glass igloos village located close to the Arctic Circle.
Glass igloos. I've seen pictures. They look amazing. Designed for aurora viewing.
Exactly. That's the whole point. Staying in a glass igloo lets you watch the northern lights and the stars right from your bed in warmth and comfort.
What a way to potentially see the lights.
It's presented as a really unique way to cap off the wilderness part of the trip. It does mention the specific property as an example. It might be a similar one depending on availability, but the experience is the key.
Right, the glass igloo experience itself. So you check in, enjoy the Nordic surroundings that evening.
Then on day seven, after breakfast and checkout, you're transferred back to Rovaniemi Airport for your flight back down to Helsinki.
Okay, so heading back south.
Yeah. Day seven also includes arriving back in Helsinki, transfer to your hotel, check-in, and probably some much-needed rest after a busy few days.
Definitely sounds packed. And day eight is departure day.
That's the final day of this amazing Northern Lights adventure. After breakfast and checkout, your driver takes you back to Helsinki Airport for your flight home.
Wow, what a journey. From the city sights in Helsinki
Ugh.
all the way to those deep Arctic experiences.
Yeah, the aurora hunting, the snowmobiling, the reindeer sleighs, the husky safaris. It weaves together such a memorable picture of Finland in winter.
It really highlights that blend of culture, tradition, and just breathtaking nature that this trip offers.
So, having walked through all of this, you've journeyed from Helsinki streets to Lapland's snowy wilderness, chased the aurora, met huskies and reindeer, maybe even Santa.
Reflecting on everything we've discussed, what part of this incredible itinerary really jumps out to you?
I mean, imagine experiencing that silence of the winter forest from a reindeer sleigh, or that pure exhilaration of driving your own dog team. It's hard to choose.
It really shows the rich tapestry of experiences waiting up there in the Arctic, doesn't it?
Definitely. It really leaves you wondering which part of this adventure calls to you the most.